Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And if you're like me, you start a bunch of anime at the same time, and sometimes a lot of the anime that I do end up watching ends up being in a bunch of different genres. It could be fantasy, it could be action, shonen, could be darker, something more kind of spooky. But a lot of the time, they're never kind of alike, and that's kind of what I like about the hobby itself of anime. You can dive into so many worlds and just completely fall in love with a random world, random characters, and a completely different storyline to the anime that you just watched maybe last week, yesterday, or maybe even earlier that same day. So in this episode, I'm going to dive into the anime that I'm loving right now, and it's quite a varied mix, but stay with me. It's a fun mix, some iconic series in there, some movies, and maybe some surprises. Don't know, it depends how much you love anime and how much you've watched, I guess. But let's dive into the first one, which is Hunter x Hunter. So this week's bucket list update is a little bit smaller, but it's more the actual episode itself this week, because I kind of wanted to switch up the format a little bit. Instead of giving you an update on the bucket list, I kind of made them my recommendations for this week as well. I've loved all of them this week, and these are my top three. So let's dive into the episode and actually dive into the full bucket list update as well, which is the episode anyway. So Hunter x Hunter is one of those anime that has continuously been recommended to me, and it's one that I, for whatever reason, I never ever dived into, partly because I knew literally nothing about the series. I knew nothing, absolutely nothing. And it is on the bucket list poster for this year, although I think, given how great that still poster this still is, I think I might have to extend that into next year as well, because the challenge is massive and I don't want to watch them just for the sake of watching them. I want to enjoy them at the same time. So Hunter x Hunter is one of the ones where I knew literally nothing, and it's one of the newest ones I've started this week. And I'm on episode 7, so slow going, but I'm enjoying it so far. Again, starting this, I knew nothing of it. And if you're like me and know nothing of it, the story is all about a boy named Gon. I feel like I'm saying that wrong, but Gon. And he sets off on a journey to become a hunter. The world is full of hunters, and there's hunters for different things. So I believe there's hunters for things like treasure, there's bounty hunters, and there's hunters for things like creatures and things as well. I'm only 7 or 8 episodes in, so it's still super, super fresh. But I have loved it so far. The stage I'm at right now is giving me Yu-Gi-Oh vibes with the Pegasus battles. It's giving me that kind of vibe for some reason, because of, without too much spoiler, they're in the kind of like cavern system. They're going through the trials at the minute to kind of go through the hunter exam. And they're at this kind of like plinth, and they're kind of battling it out, or a game of wits, should I say, more than anything else. It's a comfortable pace, which is nice. I'm so used to a lot of action, a lot of like on the go all the time from anime, and this one's actually a nice change of pace, actually. I feel like that'll change. It is a shonen, so I feel like it will change pretty soon, but I'm loving it so far. I don't know why I didn't start this sooner, but what is quite bizarre, I kind of thought there'd be like 24 episodes in the first season, maybe 26, 30. But actually, it's like one huge season. It doesn't actually stop. So I think it's about 50 odd episodes in. So I did start on the book list thinking there'd be 24 episodes. So I will continue it. I don't think I won't marathon it. So far, Hunter x Hunter has been a win. So far, I've really, really enjoyed it. So thank you for all the recommendations for Hunter x Hunter. So I will be continuing that one on. I don't know what else to say about Hunter x Hunter, but it's good. You should check it out. If you haven't watched it already, do check it out. It's on Crunchyroll, and you can start a free trial down in the show notes, in the podcast episode description and the video description if you're watching this on YouTube. So do start a free trial and check out Hunter x Hunter. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial, we'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime for you to discover and love. The next one on this list is a film, and it's one of the Ghibli films, and it's one that I've wanted to watch for a long, long time, and finally got around to doing it, and it is The Wind Rises. The Wind Rises is a gorgeous, gorgeous film, both visually and as a story as well. Visually, it is quintessentially Ghibli. It's got your gorgeous animation, the tiny, minute details. Like, when I have glasses, you can't see in the video if you're watching this on YouTube, the kind of reflection changes as the lens in the glasses kind of changes the view, you get what I'm saying? The view changes inside the glasses. But they animated this in the film for Jiro's glasses, and it's little tiny moments like that that kind of make a Ghibli film super, super special. But if you've not watched this film, The Wind Rises is all about a true story of the airplane designer Jiro Hirokoshi, and he helped design a lot of the warplanes for World War II, I believe. And in the film, it doesn't actually mention a lot of World War II, it's just a generic war that's going on. But it's a gorgeous story. It's all about his kind of discovery of his love for aircraft, how he kind of discovers that, how much he learns, how much he kind of grows during this process, and how he meets his wife as well, and the kind of like tragicness of that as well. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous story. It gave me goosebumps twice in the film because of how it kind of showcased really, really key moments of his life and key moments in the story itself in a really touching and unexpected way. It was really, really special how they did some certain things. I'm not going to say them, just a spoiler. Do please check this film out. It is such a special film, and I think it's more touching because you kind of learn about this actual person's life. This was a real person. Jiro was a real person, and this is his life in a way, in an animated anime way. And it was so, so interesting to see someone's real biography kind of shown through Ghibli's lens. It was super, super interesting. I don't think there's another Ghibli film like that, I believe, but Miyazaki loves aircraft, and this one feels like he put his heart and soul into this film because he loves aircrafts. He loves that kind of vibe for stuff, and war as well. He doesn't love war. He loves the idea and the concept of war and being anti-war. But I think it's really interesting. I think it gives us an interesting view of a Ghibli biography for a really famous and influential plane designer, and kind of showcases Miyazaki's love for aircraft and the love for this story as well. The third one that I've been watching, and actually should have been at the very top of this list, or is it at the very top of this list, I guess, is my favourite so far this week, is The Seven Deadly Sins. And The Seven Deadly Sins, again, is one that I've been super, super aware of, but I never dived into, mostly because, if I'm absolutely honest, it's a Netflix-owned one. It's like a Netflix production one. So I was kind of scared about how well this would actually go down, if I'm honest. And hands down, wow, it's awesome. It's such a good, good anime, and it's fun. There's, I believe, 5 seasons and a couple of movies, some OVAs. So it's enough, and it's to kind of dive into. It's quite a meaty chunk of anime to dive into. So if you want in something that's got a lot of meat in there, there's a lot of stories to dive into, movies, OVAs, there's even a mobile game. You can dive into all that and kind of really dive in and submerge yourself in the world of The Seven Deadly Sins. My favourite part of this anime is the characters. They are so fun, and they're kind of wacky and wild, and they don't kind of match their actual appearance doesn't actually kind of match their actual sin name, I guess. It's kind of weird, like the one for Lust, I forgot his actual name, but I'll put it at the bottom. The one for Lust looks nothing like you'd expect the Lust sin to look like, and it's so fun when they kind of juxtapose them like that. It's kind of weird, and it makes them a lot more memorable and a lot more fun. So The Seven Deadly Sins is all about a band of knights called The Seven Deadly Sins, who disbanded 10 years earlier to the story kind of taking place and kicking off. And they were framed for plotting a coup against the Lyonnais kingdom in Britannia, where they live. And with the help of Lyonnais' third princess, Elizabeth Lyonnais, she finds one of the Seven Deadly Sins' leader, Meliodas, and she kind of helps them track down helps him track down the rest of the Seven Deadly Sins, so they can kind of liberate Lyonnais from the Holy Knights who are taking control and liberate their names, kind of like clear their names as the seven deadly sins for the atrocities that they've supposedly done. But it's a great story. It's so, so fun. I think it's one of those ones where I judged it a little bit too early, I'm not going to lie, and I need to get better at not doing that, because every single time, nearly every time, I'm proven wrong, apart from Crybaby. Devilman Crybaby, that was not for me, and I knew it wasn't for me from the off. But yeah, Seven Deadly Sins is one of those series where it kind of grabs you straight off, just from the pure joy of it, the silliness of it, the kind of inappropriateness of it at times, well, with Meliodas and Elizabeth and how they kind of, or how he interacts with her, should I say. But it is so, so fun. It's one of those ones where I'm super glad I dived into it, but I don't want to marathon it at the same time because I don't want it to end super, super soon and super abruptly. But the seasons don't seem that big as well. So if you're like me and you kind of like an anime season that kind of lasts for 24, 26 episodes, each season looks like it lasts that kind of length of time. So this is perfect if you're kind of want a week. It's, what's that? It's kind of like if you can finish a season in a week easily and kind of within 4 weeks, 5 weeks of this season, you're kind of done. This anime, you're kind of done. So you kind of get a good little run of an anime series without kind of burning out, which I think is always, always good. And I think it's got a good pace to it. I'm used to an anime such as One Piece where the pacing, it can be an issue. So it's great to have an anime that kind of just runs through the story at a good pace, healthy pace, and kind of allows you to move through the story and move through the characters quite well and nicely. So those are three anime that I have been loving at the minute. So we've got Hunter x Hunter, which I'm still super new into, but loving so far. We got The Wind Rises, a Studio Ghibli film. Definitely check that one out if you want any more of a movie watch and one that's a little bit more kind of real story, real life inspired, but kind of touchingly emotional as well, but not super, super sad. And then there's also The Seven Deadly Sins, which is my top pick, I think, for this week. That or the Studio Ghibli film. Two different, very different stories, so it's hard to kind of pit them against each other. But top three recommendations for this week. They've been great, all of them. They've all been super, super fun and super glad I've actually watched them. I need to scratch them properly off the list. I need to fill this out a little bit more. I believe I've got a couple that I need to scratch off, so do need to catch up with that. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. It's a shorter but sweet one this week. But do remember to like and subscribe so make sure you don't miss another episode. And I'll see you next week for more anime goodness. Enjoy all of your anime watching and you'll find your Crunchyroll free trial link down below. Thank you and enjoy the week of anime viewing. Bye guys. Thank you.